Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our opening commodity market report. It is a good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:19, down 5 3/4 on the open. The December at 8:42 is down 5 1/4. At the Board of Trade, September wheat at 781, down 8 on the open. December, 801, down 10. March, 826, down 8 3/4. July, 851, down 8 3/4 on the open. September corn, 569, down 1 on the open. December, 586, down 1 3/4. March, 605.5, down 1 1/4. May, 617, down 2 1/4. July, 629, unchanged. December, 624. Up 1/4 on the open. September beans, 13.42, up 9 3/4 on the open. November, 13.32, up 8. January, 13.51, up 9 3/4. March, 13.59, up 5 1/4. May, 13.67, up 6 1/4 on the open. September soybean meal, 3.69, up 40 on the open. October, 3.59, up 20. September soybean oil, 53.85, up 51 on the open. October, 54.05, up 47. August live cattle, 101.45, up 37.5 on the open. September feeders, 111.10, unchanged. October lean hogs, 68.80, up 27.5 on the open. And February bellies, 90.30, up 10 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave, and welcome home to you and Todd from the Farm Show.
Well, it was a very successful Farm Progress Show. We made a lot of new friends, and a tip of the hat and thanks for you allowing Chuck Shelby and Sherman Newland to go to the show as well and be part of that opportunity. We did have a lot of fun, and like I said, we met a lot of friends along the way as well.
That's great.
Let's go ahead and jump right into the markets. When I'm gone for a while, I like to look immediately at the technical pictures all across the board and see what's going on. And except for wheat, it's been a rather sideways, choppy affair. Wheat, the one commodity that caught my eye to the downside, but I'm also keeping an eye here on the U.S. dollar. What's the dollar doing and how's it relating to commodities?
Well, dollar's down about 35 to 40 today, Dave, and we've had a slew of good economic data coming out of the United States this week. GDP, durable goods, and now the University of Michigan sentiment was extremely good. However, the European community did not go ahead and ease rates because they are fearful of inflation, and so that may attract some money back to the euro. I guess our short-term prognosis and expectation for the dollar is that we're probably going to be topping here in the near term. Technically, we look overbought. It has been fundamentally a safe haven, but it's been a safe haven on the idea of weak global growth, and that weak global growth caused primarily from weak United States growth and weak United States economic data. So if we reverse that type of theory and logic, then you would think you'd no longer need the dollar as a safe haven because the recent economic data would say the U.S. dollar is gotten high enough and that maybe we'll go back into the yen, maybe back into the euro because the trade and the financial markets see that overall the markets are healing up and the financial markets and the banking industries are starting to heal up here. So I think that's what our expectation is, especially after the holiday, maybe a short-term topping pattern here, short-term maybe meeting several weeks, and the dollar does not have to break hard, but maybe it doesn't rally anymore at this point.
We are seeing some strength in beans today, September now at 13.46, up 13.5. First day notice helping here?
I think a little bit, but I think you hit it primarily on the nose when you talked about the wheat. The wheat, I think, all week long has been just a really tough thing for the corn and the beans have to deal with, and it's actually taken the oomph and the power and the steam out of the idea that we're losing yield in corn and beans in some key regions of the Midwest here in the last couple, 3 weeks. And so I think the wheat, though, however, is maybe at a point with the very heavy deliveries, with the IGC numbers not coming out any bigger than the USDA's last month's numbers, and with talk now that Australia maybe can't get any bigger than 20 or 21 million metric tons for production, maybe we've gotten to the point where it's time to go ahead and cover shorts. And I think that's where your technical numbers will really, really play out as an important leading indicator. We can't really trust the fundamentals if you're looking for a bottom or if you're friendly wheat or think the most of the downside's priced in. You really have to let it be based upon the technicals, and that's what we're going to do. But if we do have the downside pretty much exhausted, and open interest figures would suggest that's possible, if we do, then it looks like maybe when we come back from the holidays, the row crops, the corn and the beans, can come back around and maybe bring some premium back into the wheat and lead it higher instead of it leading them lower.
Well, then let's go ahead and look at some of those technicals that you were talking about. In the corn, interesting enough, in the December, there's a couple of different ways you can read this. Is it a head and shoulders bottom of the right forming? Is it a flag formation? And to what degree, then, does the 200-day moving average play in all of it?
Well, good question, because the weekly chart does indeed have and continues to have a buy signal on the stochastics, and it does look like a flag formation on the weekly chart. And so we'd like to think the daily chart is a head and shoulders formation, but we really do not want to go below that 200-day moving average right around that 577 level. And we noticed that that did it, especially yesterday in the September contract. And so that really kind of put us on alert for the December contract not to go back below that, because if it would, given that it is a 200-day moving average, it would kind of negate the technicals in the weekly chart and certainly make them play defense. So we want to keep the 200-day moving average as support. I would like to stress, I think the only reason we really have come down to the 200-day moving average is because the idea that the trade in Chicago thinks that feed grain supplies are building and corn supplies aren't as needed, and that translates right back to the wheat and the stocks building there.
What other factors are you looking at these days?
Well, I think the big thing in the technicals for beans is the 10-day moving average. November is 1323 for 10-day. We're right near that. The weekly low this week is 1307. We definitely want to stay away from that, or you'll probably turn the trade negative going into next week. I guess what we're trying to build up in our minds and psychology here, Dave, is maybe we've exhausted ourselves to the downside. Technicals show us that we have done that indeed, and fundamentals and technicals play along for we price some more risk premium in going into that September report, which is only, when we come back Tuesday, only going to be about 8 trading days away from the current time period.
We have about a minute left or thereabouts. Anything you'd like to add today?
Well, the biggest thing probably to talk about more, and we'll maybe hit this more on the Commodity Week program this weekend, is, what have we witnessed this week? And it's been the wheat. If the wheat can put a bottom in, then we can go ahead and see maybe some more risk premium put back into the corn and beans. I stress that again because farmers have noted that their crop yields are going down in regions of our listening area, and that's extremely important that maybe take a break and say to yourself, okay, why is this market going down? I think it's more of the wheat than it is the row crops, and maybe we've done enough to damage that. The other thing hitting the markets is obviously Gustav and the energy markets. I think it's interesting to point out Mississippi bean harvest is only at about 2% versus 24% five-year average. Corn harvest is at 15% versus 39% five-year average. If that area gets a lot of rain, it's going to be very, very hard to get exportable materials out the door because you're going to have barge problems. But then after that, you may not have as much left in the fields after the hurricane goes through. And we've picked up ideas that there's not been any sales offered for export for September shipment out of the Gulf, primarily because they're relying upon and chasing 07 supplies right now. So that makes our beans still our leader, even with the hurricane coming.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, September week in Kansas City, 821, down 3.75. December, 847.5, up a quarter. September wheat at the Board of Trade, 789.5, up a half. December, 813, up 2. September corn, 577, up 7. December, 594.5, up 6.75. September beans, 1346, up 13.5. November, 1338, up 14. September soybean meal, 371, up 240. September soybean oil at 5340, up 6. August live cattle, 101.40, up 32.5. September feeders, 110.95, down 15. And October lean hog, 69.05, up 52.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.